Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening.
Hey there.
Hi.
Just you and I so far.
Oh, I thought I heard Mom them earlier.
No, no. That was probably me.
Okay. Get brother to help you. Close my door. I didn't do any reading last week.
I know, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay.
Yeah. I can do some tonight.
You know, the M is coming on right now. I wonder if everybody watching.
The Emmys?
Yeah. Good evening.
Good evening.
Hi, Auntie Janet.
Hello. How are you?
Good, good. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. Thank you.
Awesome. It's just me, you, and Loretta. Oh, a couple people just jumped in.
Good evening, Auntie.
I came here.
Good evening. Good
evening.
Maybe they're coming in.
Okay, we got Auntie Betty, we got Mom and Pop. Well, she hung up, but she didn't think she heard us. Welcome, Auntie Betty.
Hey.
We had to talk to her about her patience.
Okay, I'll go ahead and pick up reading, Angela. We're in Exodus 23. Verse 14. And there are three annual religious pilgrimages you must make. The first is the pilgrimage of unleavened bread, when for 7 days you are not to eat bread with yeast, just as I command you before. This celebration is to be an annual event at the regular time in March, the month you left Egypt. Everyone must bring me a sacrifice at that time. Then there is the harvest pilgrimage, when you must bring to me the first of your crops. And finally, the pilgrimage of ingathering at the end of the harvest season. At these three times each year, every man in Israel shall appear before the Lord God. No sacrificial blood shall be offered with unleavened bread. No sacrificial fat shall be left unoffered until the next morning. As you reap each year of your crop, bring me the choicest sample of the first day's harvest. It shall be offered to the Lord your God. Do not boil a young goat in its mother's milk. See, I am sending an angel before you to lead you safely to the land I have prepared for you. Reverence him and obey all of his instruction. Do not rebel against him, for he will not pardon your transgression. He is my representative. He bears my name. But if you are careful to obey him, follow all my instructions, and I will be an enemy of your enemies. For my angel shall go before you and bring you unto the land of the Amorites and the Perizzites, the Jebusites, to live there, and I will destroy those people before you. You must not worship the gods of these other nations, nor sacrifice to them in any way, and you must not follow the evil examples of these heathen people. You must utterly conquer them and break down their shameful idols. I read to you out of Exodus 23:14-24. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that reading, Loretta. We had someone else doing it to Auntie Dot?
Yes.
Welcome, welcome. Okay, well, let me do a quick roll call, and we'll go ahead and do the blessings of the line. I have Loretta, Mom, Pop, Auntie Janet, Auntie Betty, and Auntie Dot, and myself, Angela. Welcome, everyone, to today's call.
Good evening.
Oh. All right. Let's get on down with it. Let's bow our heads for the opening prayer. Father God, we praise your name. Lord God, we pray for family and friends, for improved health, and we mean mentally and physically, and also their finances. Lord God, give them the strength to believe in you, to have faith that you are a deliverer and healer. You can do all things. Lord God, help us to keep you in, keep your word in our hearts. We love you, Lord. Thank you for all your blessings and your eternal love. We ask that you show up and dwell in our presence. Fill us with your love, Lord God. How great you are. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 The Lord.
Okay. Well, we'll start our program off with Auntie Janet.
It's Jeff from St. Luke, the 21st chapter. It's dealing with the coming of the Son of Man, and the word today is watch and pray.
Yeah.
And I start with the fifth, and there shall be signs in the sun and in the moon, and in the stars and upon the earth, distress of nations with perplexity, the sea and the wavering rowing, men's hearts failing them for fear, and for looking after those things which are coming upon the earth, for the powers of heaven shall be shaken. And then shall they see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and glory. And when these things begin to come to pass, then look up and lift up your head, for your redemption draweth nigh. And take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your heart be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and cares of this life, and so that they come upon you unaware. For as a snare shall it come upon them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. Watch ye, therefore, and pray always that you may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that word, Auntie Janet.
And praise the Lord.
Amen.
And that speaker, Auntie Betty?
Yes. I'm going to come from the workers. And it's concerning John chapter 10. It says, the gift from the good shepherd, eternal life. We all enjoy receiving gifts. We receive gifts on our birthday, Valentine's Day, and at Christmas. Some of the gifts may include clothes, perfume, folk gadgets, or even jewelry. These are all wonderful and thoughtful gifts. I have learned to appreciate any and all gifts that I receive.
But that is one gift that I treasure the most. It is the gift of eternal life. Our good shepherd loved us so much that he died on the cross for you and me. But he said that he would return again, and when he returns, he will take believers with him to the place that he has prepared for us. John 14:2-4. So I like to imagine the place he prepared for us from time to time. It is a place in which we will no longer have to be concerned about the care of this world, those troubles or concerns that we may have on this earth may include loneliness, hurt, pain, sorrow, suffering, or even sadness. We can expect the exact opposite in our eternal home. We will experience great joy and peace at all times. We will walk around heaven all day, worship, praising, and shouting. In Luke 23:43, Jesus chose the word paradise to refer to heaven. Wesley defined paradise as a beautiful, pleasant, or a peaceful place that seems to be a perfect place. Heaven is a perfect place. We should have a peace of mind knowing that this earth is only a temporary home, and it does not compare to the place we are headed. Our eternal home in heaven will be permanent. We will spend eternal with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, also known as the Good Shepherd, one day. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Awesome. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Beth. Okay. Mother, would you like to go next?
Okay. I'm going to be reading now devotion reading from Amos, this chapter 6 through 15. And it specifically says, just and right. What a wonderful guarantee of life. What an assurance guarantee of God's presence. These words of instruction were spoken to the children of Israel by the prophet Amos during a time when Israel was enjoying peace and economic prosperity. It would seem that the blessing of God upon his people would cause them to love and seek him all the more. But it was not so with the children of Israel. In fact, they responded in the opposite way, turning from him and becoming self-centered, complacent, and indifferent. The prosperous rich of Israel became cruel and unjust toward the poor. The whole society was marked by materialistic idolatry, and most of all, injustice and unrighteousness. In essential, they could not handle the blessing of God. What is our response today to God's blessing, to our peace and prosperity? As a nation, have we turned away from God to follow materialistic and to practice injustice and unrighteousness? Disobedience will always bring about judgment, yet God remains long-suffering and does not punish without offering the opportunity for repentance. What God wants for us is clearly what is best for us. God loves justice and righteousness. In fact, the Lord loves righteousness and justice. Psalm 33:5, therefore God says, but let justice roll on like a river, righteousness like a never-failing, falling stream. Amos 5:24, that justice is the root of the word. Justice and right, the root of the word righteousness. Our God is just and his ways are right. We were created in God's own image and likeness. Through Jesus, his son, we were made the righteousness of God. And by faith in his son, we were justified. Nothing can change our creation image, but our choice in life can certainly prevent it. What choice in life are you making? Choose the way of life that are just and right. Amen.
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 The Lord.
Amen.
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 Thank you for that, Mother. Okay. Loretta, do you have anything to share?
Yes, the reading is Our Daily Bread. The topic is Tell the Story. And you can find the reading out of Psalm 78, 1 through 8. If you have raised children, you know you have to explain everything to them. And if you don't, they end up learning the hard way. So the old stories have to be reiterated again in a form that is acceptable to each new generation. I don't think I'm ever going to go much beyond the old stories because I think they still need to be told. In Psalm 78, the psalmist was aware of the possibilities of God's mighty works being forgotten and a generation being lost. So he called God's people to never tire of telling the old story of his redemptive acts to future generations. The goal of this was not just for memorization of the historical data. It was to inspire faith and obedience and hope in the Lord, and to keep future generations from grouping in the darkness of unbelief and rebellion like the generation before them. Because of God's mighty power and grace in our lives, we desire to be faithful to tell his story that we might inspire faith and obedience in the future generation. I love to tell the story, for some have never heard the message of salvation from God's own holy word. Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Thank you for that, Loretta. Okay. Auntie Dot?
Yes, I'm going to read Psalm 134.
Amen.
Behold, blessed the Lord, all his servants of the Lord, which by night stand in the house of the Lord. Lift up your hand in the sanctuary, and bless the Lord. The Lord that made heaven and earth, bless thee out of Zion. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Thank you for that, Auntie Di. Well, I'm going to read out of Proverbs 12:15.
Amen.
The way of a fool is right in his own eyes, but he that hearkens unto counsel is wise. One who perceives the truth has a force, a beauty of character, which creates a favorable impression that opens doors and accomplishes things. Would we not rather loan money to a person who we know works hard and pays his debt than a person with poor work habits who defaults on his obligations? A wise person is one who recognizes truth understands that he must meet his obligations and commit to it. This process produces a good witness whether the obligation to truth is met verbally or behaviorally. If a person will not do this, he deceives himself that he can somehow get away with it, and his witness and name will demonstrate his poor character. This principle holds true in every area of life upon which a name is built, whether it's in marriage, child training, employment, or health. Many run from the truth about themselves. Nothing destroys a reputation quicker and more permanently than for a person to be known as a liar or a hypocrite. Therefore, the ninth commandment covers not only making a false witness about another or an event with the tongue, but also not bearing false witness about God by our conduct. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Next, I have Pop.
Yes, ma'am. My subject will be speak out. And the thing itself will be misformed. This counsel will find out in Acts 5:33-79. In the NIV, when they heard this, they were furious, and wanted to put them to death. But a Pharisee named Gamaliel, a teacher of the law, who was honored by all the people, stood up in Sanhedrin and ordered that the men be put aside for a little while. Then he addressed them, "Men of Israel, consider carefully what you intend to do to these men. Some time ago, Dale appeared claiming to be somebody, and about 400 men rallied to him. He was killed. All his followers were displeased, and it all came to nothing. After him, Judas the Galilean appeared in the days of the century and led a band of people to revolt. He too was killed, and all his followers were scattered. Therefore, in the present case, I advise you, leave these men alone and let them go. For if their purpose or activity is a human origin, it will fail. But if it's from God, you will not be able to stop these men. You will be only finding yourself fighting against God. Now, underneath this, Acts 5:40-42, and in the NIV says, his speech persuaded them. They call it the apostle and had them flogged. Then they ordered them not to speak the name of Jesus and let them go. The apostle left the Sanhedrin rejoicing because they had been kind of worthy of suffering disgrace for the name. Day after day in the temple court and from house to house, they never stopped teaching and proclaiming the good news that Jesus is the Christ. And that makes me know that Peter and them were beaten, and they really enjoyed the car they were beaten because of the Father, Jesus Christ. But the Sanhedrin, they want to Peter and them be calling the name. They won't call it Jesus' name, they're going to be calling his man's name. But in the NIV, it called. In the NIV, the name is Jesus, but in the KJV, they don't call it Jesus. They said, this man. Don't talk about the man in their sight. But anyway, Peter and the other disciples, they beat them up, turned them loose, and they rejoiced and happy. Then I thought about everyone else. When he had to see the telling us that we would probably want to deal with.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that pop. Thank you for that pop. Awesome, awesome. All righty. Well, we'll move on to our program and Fick and Shut In. I'll turn it over to Loretta.
Okay, if everyone would bow their head for the Sick and Shut In, please. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for the love that you show upon Daddy Verner, Kevin Avery, Jesse Verner, Uncle Dave, Uncle Champ, Uncle Oliver, Uncle Willie, Ruth Edwards, Valerie Crockett, the Rossiter family, the Boyers family, Carlos and the Wells family, Italian family, Hubert and Daniel Lowe, Belinda and family, Mary Ann, Mary Lowe, Eric, Malachi, Desert Kendrick, Michelle Bessler, Aline Holiday, Tony, DeMarcus, the Tompkins family, and anyone else that we are not aware of and stand in the need of a prayer. Father God, we thank you for the healing hands that you have placed upon us. We thank you for grace and for your mercy. Father God, we know that you will not put more on us than we can bear. So that is one reason why we love you and we thank you for caring for us. Heavenly Father, we ask that you give us the strength that we need to keep pressing forward in Jesus Christ's holy name. We call upon Jehovah Rapha for complete healing. In Jesus' name, let everyone say amen.
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 Thank you for that reading, Loretta. Blessing. Prayer. Okay. Well, we'll move on to our birthday greetings, and we're looking at from September the 20th through September
26th. What?
Any birthdays.
My niece Madeline's birthday is the 22nd of this month.
What was the name again?
Madeline.
Okay. Any other birthdays?
I think Kevin's granddaughter, Sarah, is today.
Sarah. I had her down, but I didn't know which day it was. So the 20th. Okay.
Yesterday.
Okay. We have Madeline and Sarah. Loretta, would you like to sing a happy birthday?
Sure. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. And many, many more. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Birthday.
Thank you for that, Loretta. Okay, well, let's go ahead and get into the meat of our session. Let's talk about some praises, testimonies, poems, or songs, and just delight one another. I would like to start off with Auntie Janet.
Okay. I have this reading from my devotional Bible. It says, right courage. What is right courage? The scripture is, then the Lord turned to him and said, go in this might of yours, and you shall save Israel from the hand of the Midianites. Have I not sent you? Courage is not a matter of not being afraid. It is taking action even when you are afraid. Courage is more than sheer bravado, shouting, I can do this, and launching out with a do-or-die attitude over some reckless dare. True courage is manifest when a person chooses to take a difficult or even dangerous course of action because it is the right thing to do. Courage is looking beyond yourself to what is best for others. The source of all courage, we must remember, is the Holy Spirit, which is our comforter. It is His nature to remind us and stay by our side to help us. When we welcome Him into our lives and He compels us to do something, we can confidently trust Him to bring right, to be right there with us, helping us to get it done. That is the true meaning of courage. And may God give us that type of courage today. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
The Lord.
Thank you for that, Auntie Janet. Auntie Dot, would you like to share any more good news?
Yes, I'm going to read from Prayers That Change Things. I'm going to read about fear.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, I know that fear I am experiencing is not from you. I know you love me, and there is no fear in your love. I praise you that your perfect love can cast out all fear from my life. I love you because you first loved me. Lord, you are my light and my salvation. And because I know this is true, I will not fear other or anything. You are the strength of my life. Therefore, I have no reason to be afraid. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
All right. Uh-huh. Awesome. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Dot. Yeah. I'm going next, and I'm going to try to summarize what I got out of our program today. We had our Women's Day today at church, and our speaker was Dr. Yvonne Capehart. And she spoke on the verse of Numbers 12, which talks about Miriam and how Miriam and Aaron spoke out against Moses, the prophet, and how God actually punished her for that by giving her leprosy. And one of the key things that I got out of this sermon was that a part of her Miriam's punishment, she had to sit at the gate for 7 days to let everybody see her with the leprosy on her. And one of the things was that because of her tongue, use of her tongue, God had her to sit there to let everybody watch her. And one of the things that happened was all the little children just stood there and they couldn't move forward. So the essence of the message was because of Miriam's sin, it stopped the people of Israel from moving forward. And to reflect that on our own lives, because of our fear or anything that we're going through in our lives, and we become depressed or we become angry, and we kind of just meddle into that sinful thought, that we stop our families from moving forward. And the beautiful thing out of it was that instead of Moses agreeing with God punishing Miriam, he asked God to heal her now, because he reflected back on all the good things that Miriam had done for him and how she was willing to give her life so that he was not exposed that he was a Hebrew. So Moses took the time to remind God of all the good things about Miriam. And it kind of goes into the essence of forgiving, learning to forgive, because we all are sinful beings. Instead of mocking people because of the sin that they committed, we should learn to forgive. And that was the essence of what I got out of the story. Very, very interesting, because, you know, the Bible doesn't say a whole lot about Miriam, but, you know, just the depth of that conversation about how when we're going through things and we get stuck in the rut about them, how it holds back our family, because either we're angry with our spouses or our children, but we need to learn to just love them anyway. They may not be doing what we need them to do, but love them anyway so that they can move forward. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Next, Auntie Betty.
Yes?
I'm going to try to sing a couple of verses of this song. Oh, I want to see him.
Amen.
First, I want to tell y'all my granddaughter, Sherita William, married Friday.
Amen.
And congratulations.
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 Yeah.
Thank you.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Oh, I want to see him, look upon on his face.
Hallelujah.
Have to sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Years are past. Come at last, ever to rejoice. As I journey through this land, singing as I go, bringing souls to Calvary, to the crimson flow. Many here's my soul from within, but my Lord, lead me on, through him I must win. Oh, I want to see him, look upon his face, there to sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Years are past, come at last, ever to rejoice. Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Auntie Betty, for blessing us with the song. Beautiful. Next, Loretta.
Okay. Let's see. It's me and my grandson. My grandson and I. We're going to sing a song. We're not a Mahalia Jackson nor Aretha Franklin, but we just want to get the lyrics out. So just bear with us and pay attention to the lyrics. Amen.
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 I'm expecting my miracle
any day now. Any day now.
I'm expecting my miracle
any day now. Any day now.
I'm expecting God to move. I shall have all that I need.
Any day now. Any day now.
By faith is coming to me.
Any day now. Any day now.
I'm expecting my miracle. I'm expecting my breakthrough.
Any day now. Any day now.
I'm expecting God to move.
Any day now.
Any day now. Amen, amen.
Amen. Any day now. Praise the Lord.
Any day now.
Amen. In a day now.
Beautiful.
All right, that trio.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Loretta and boys. Awesome. Amen. Thank you, Loretta and boys.
Alrighty. Pops, would you like to go next?
Yes, ma'am. Scripture there, Jesus there fulfilling God's plan. Therefore, my Father, love me because I lay down my life that I may take it again. No one take it from me, but I lay it down for myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. Jesus answered, you could have no power at all against me unless it was given you from above. Do you think that I cannot now pray to my Father and he will provide me with more than 12 legion of angels? How then could the scripture be fulfilled that it must happen thus? But those things which God foretold by the mouth of his prophet, that the Christ would suffer, he had thus fulfilled. Him being delivered by the determined counsel and foreknowledge of God, you have taught it lawless hands that crucified and put to death. Yes, it pleased the law to bruise them. When you make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed. Ought not the Christ to have suffered these things and to enter into his glory? Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that, Pop. Alrighty. Mother, do you like to share additional news?
Okay, I'm going to be reading Blessings from God, Psalm 103.
Mm-hmm.
To such as keep his covenant
and to those that remember his commandment to do them. The Lord has prepared his throne in the heaven, and his kingdom rules over all. Bless the Lord, ye his angels, that excel in strength, that through his commandment hearken unto the voice of his word. Bless ye the Lord, all ye his hosts, ye minister of his that do his pleasure. Bless is the Lord all his work in all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Amen.
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 Bless
Amen.
The Lord.
Bless oh, I've been trying to tell you, Daniel said hello to everybody. He
Amen.
Hello, Amen. Daniel.
He's where?
In North Carolina.
Ah. Okay, all right then.
All righty. Thank you for sharing that information, Mother.
All righty.
Well, that actually concludes our program for tonight. And this is before I close. Does anyone have anything else they would like to share? You want to say something? Okay, well, if you will please bow your head. Lord, we thank you for the privilege of prayer. And we know that prayer changes things. Worship and praise changes things. But Lord, just rain on us with wisdom, understanding, and knowledge to make that change in our life, to glorify you. We love you, Lord. Thanks for all your blessings and your eternal love. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Well, that concludes our program for tonight. Danella's family and friends would like to thank everyone for joining us. We pray that there was something shared that will help us through our busy week. Remember to keep God first in all that you do. And when your feet touch the floor, let one devil say to the other one, oh, no, he or she is up again. Praise God. Amen.
Amen, amen.
Man, everyone have a blessed week,
yeah.
And we love you.
Amen.
Good night.
Good night.
I love you.
Good night.
Good night. Good night.
Oh, boy. Yeah. See my phone back there.